Ready?
Yep.
Trust your guide.
Trust your guide.
Fish on.
Here we go, baby. Let's go.
Woohoo! Ready to go fishing.
Oh, baby. Boat-tastic.
No! Oh, Keaton.
That was so cool.
Dude, that's a big one.
Nice, Jed.
Snorts were so intimidating. There can't be another animal in North America that can make a sound remotely like that.
No.
But first, a word for our partners.
Alaska Rodco, Alaskan handmade rods.
National Wild Turkey Federation, South Sound Strutters, your conservation organization for Washington State turkey populations and habitats.
Heather's Choice, healthy, flavorful, dehydrated meals for the backcountry. Use our discount code TheYoungGuides15 to save at checkout.
Shell Art Studio, original Alaskan-focused art.
Slay Jays, it ain't all about the catching.
Welcome back to another episode of the Young Guides podcast. I am Kyle.
And I am Keaton.
And on today's...
feel right, but we're going to roll with it, buddy.
Yeah, we're going to do it. All right. So on today's episode, we're just going to kind of go over some stuff from last year and talk about, you know, what's going to go on this next year, New Year's episode. So reflect on 2023 and, you know, look ahead to 2024 and Happy New Year's. This is the first episode of the year and, yeah, bringing it to you.
It's crazy. It's 2024, Kyle. Can you believe that?
At work, I've been still writing all my dates, 2023, and been kind of a pain, but yeah, it's amazing. You know, the days are already getting longer and yeah, it's going to be here before you know it.
Yeah. So, looking back, kind of reflecting on 2023, what was one of your favorite moments or memories that you had?
Oh man.
I mean, there was just a list, but let's recap on 2023 a little bit.
Dang, dude, I feel like we did so much in 2023. You and I both.
It went by so quickly too, which was crazy.
Yeah, moving up here, I feel like, you know, the first year I worked a lot and I was just trying to figure out Alaska, and then the second year, did a little bit of stuff and really started to figure things out some more. But last year was like that first year where I kind of had our feet under us and like we could just go and do stuff. And so, man, did a lot of hunting, stuff off the road system, did a float trip for moose. We did a boat trip and, for deer, did a lot of fishing. A lot of guiding, probably my busiest guide season. You came up for a week. We did a lot of fishing during that week, filled a lot of freezer.
That was crazy.
Yeah, dip netting. You know, Emily graduated nursing school. Man, there's just a lot of stuff happened last year. It's hard to pick, you know, one moment that really stands out. It's just kind of, it was just a blur.
Yeah. I would say one of my favorite moments was coming up to Alaska. I mean, just spending the time. And I mean, we've recapped our trip, I feel like, a couple times on here and just talked about it. But what an experience, you know, getting to live and see the places that you guide at and work at. You know, we talk about it. You know, you worked where I worked at one time, so you kind of know about that. But then coming up and experiencing Alaska fishing, it's just something that I think that should be on everyone's bucket list, because you go into fly shops and you talk to people and they're like, oh, you know, I fished here. I've gone to Montana, you know, all the stuff down here. But when they talk about Alaska fishing, I mean, you can't really understand until you live it, right? Mm-hmm. Like, what an experience. That's an understatement. Just the wildlife and the things around you and the experiences and the type of people is just something you don't experience down here, you know.
Yeah,
pretty crazy.
Yeah, no, I have to say that was probably my favorite week, honestly, out of the year. We just did so much, and we did so much personal fishing, just so much exploring. You know, I had never fished the Russian before, so that was something new to me. We went pike fishing. That's still fun learning that, and then, you know, getting on some big trout on the Willow, and, you know, you got to fish Ship Creek. We just did so much. It was just, it was a blur, man, but it was super fun. It was probably the best way to start the summer for sure.
You know what's the craziest, and I actually have never thought about it until you brought up all the places we went fishing, is every place I went fishing, I caught a fish in up in Alaska.
That is true.
Everything that we went down or explored, we caught fish, which was pretty insane.
Yeah, but not everybody can say that.
No, that I think that's definitely going to be a hard one to beat. But I look forward to coming back to Alaska soon. So I don't know how soon, but it's definitely on the radar in the next couple of years. So
yeah, for sure. All right, are we ready to move on to our next little point here?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, what is one thing that you learned, Keaton, 2023?
You know, I kind of knew about it. You know, everyone kind of knows about it. It's a thing in the back of their mind. But one thing I learned is to really just slow down and take the time to just look out, spend a few minutes, take some time, look at some views, and just, you know, just don't rush, right? You got to live life a little bit. I know there's only so much time in like a hunting season or fishing season, but I feel like if you get too focused on the catching and the pictures and the, you know, all that, then you miss out on all the amazing things that are around you, right? I mean, I can't tell you the amount of times that you're walking up a trail and you see this mushroom growing and it's like four different colors, you know, or just kind of, you know, not really four different colors, but like, you know, they're all around you. So many vibrant colors, and this mushroom might be orange and the next one is the same type of mushroom, but it's white or it's blue, or, you know, it's pretty crazy. You know, I learned a lot just going out hunting, and we saw animals, but we didn't get the opportunity to harvest one. But there was this one moment I started walking up a trail, and I was walking with a buddy, and we're going up, and we're just kind of moseying our way to the top. But we get to the top of this trail, and it comes to a dead end, but it's a big, like, open loop. And as we look out, it starts to snow on us, and the view, we're just looking at like the mountain ranges, and it's snowing, and it's December, so it's pretty cold, and just pause and just reflect and on what a time to be alive and be in these amazing places. So that's one thing I learned, is just to slow down, you know, even though you're out doing stuff or, you know, fishing or hunting, take a minute, set that rod down or your bow, and just look around you, you know?
I totally agree. I found myself doing that a lot more this year. And it was funny, I was actually looking through my phone. I got some photos and videos I took of mushrooms this year too.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's good. There we go.
Oh, that's cool.
I there's actually a lot of times this year where, you know, I saw something and I'm like, man, I just gotta, like, you know, enjoy it, like this little like tussock thing.
Mm-hmm. That, oh, crazy.
Yeah, you just gotta, you know, enjoy those little things that, you know, some people take for granted, and you just gotta soak that in as part of the experience. And I think that you get a lot more out of your time outside. And I can think of a few times, you know, like you going up and kind of looking around and taking it all in. I can think of that several times this year where I would just stop and look around and like, wow, this is a really cool, you know, just beautiful place that we live in, and the opportunity to do what we do and where we do it. I think probably the the one spot for me that really stood out was a morning I had in Prince William Sound this last fall hunting deer. We were staying on the boat, and I woke up before the other two guys, and I was out standing on the back of the boat. And, it was still dark. It was probably another 2 hours till daylight, and I didn't want to go back in the cabin. I was just hanging out on the deck. I left my phone in there, and I literally just stood out there on the deck for 2 hours and watched the sun come up slowly, watched, you know, the clouds move, and, you know, feeling a little bit of wind pushing on the boat, you know, water hitting the boat. And it was a really bright night because of the full moon. So I could see, you know, I couldn't see the bank or anything, but I could see, you know, like where the ridge line was, we were camped by, and, you know, the cove. And it was just really cool. And it was really cool to watch the world wake up, and just force myself to take that, you know, 2 hours to just enjoy that, not be on my phone, not having any distractions, just soak it in. So,
yeah,
that was a pretty cool experience.
You know, and to kind of recap on this and the previous, you know, topic that we're talking about, one of my favorite memories was I went out with a group of guys from our church, and we went out goose hunting, and I posted some pictures on our Instagram, but I was just sitting in, you know, some flights come off, and I'm just sitting there, and we bring some honkers back, and we're setting them in the blind, and I'm just looking around, and everyone's, you know, laughing, and we're all talking and just having a good time. And I mean, I just was like, this is what it's all about right here, you know, just spending time. Like that time me and you and Jet went out fishing, and we just were laughing and saying jokes, and, you know, just having a good time, enjoying nature and catching fish or out hunting, you know, that's just what it's all about. So, and I'm sure you got a lot of stories. You've really embraced that Alaska lifestyle, Kyle. And I mean, hearing your deer hunting and your moose hunting experiences is just insane.
Yeah, man, it's, I think of one thing I've learned this year, the biggest thing I learned was to surround yourself with really good people. And it, you know, kind of revolves around that, you know, going out and doing these things and finding somebody that you get along really well with and have a really good time with, you know, like you said, when you and I and Jet go out, Jet and I go fishing, you know, pretty often after work too, whether that be just fishing off the bank on the creek or, you know, chasing pike somewhere or, you know, going fishing for salmon, watching Jet catch his first pinks on the fly rod, man, that's awesome. And getting along really well, you know, finding hunting partners like Kyle and Cooper, dudes I get along really well with, people that I trust. And, you know, we want what's best for the whole group. We're not selfish or anything. We just want to have a good time. And fishing, same thing with Shane, finding, you know, good employers. I think it's really important to surround yourself with, positive people, especially people that make you better. I always try to find people that are better than me at something, or, you know, have a good attitude about something, or just super positive about it, because then it just makes the experience better for everybody. And I feel like I get more out of it. So I think that's the biggest thing I learned, is just to do more stuff with people that I enjoy. Same thing, you know, with Emily, you know, doing our dip netting, going fishing, staying at cabins, doing that kind of stuff together, and just spending time with people you love and enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something I want to carry over into this year, is to, you know, I'm already, you know, this kind of goes into one of our next topics we had, you know, what we're looking forward to in 2024. And that's planning these trips, man. I love planning trips. I love figuring out logistics and making those memories with people, planning hunts, you know, planning, you know, what cabin is Emily and I going to stay at next, and, you know, what kind of trip that's going to do, you know, trips out of state. Emily and I are going to be going and seeing her brother here pretty soon in Texas. And so, you know, planning that,
that'll be cool.
Yeah. I'm going to try to do some fishing for a half day while I'm down there. You know, plan. I'm going to Kodiak in April and May with Kyle and his dad. You know, I might be doing a flyout bear hunt in May. I've got my dad and grandpa coming up this summer to fish. My mom and her boyfriend coming up, and then, you know, probably doing another moose hunt, doing another deer hunt somewhere next winter. We got dip netting season, and these are all things I'm doing with other people. And that's what I'm really looking forward to, is having those experiences with other people. And
yeah,
you know, people like my dad and my grandpa who haven't been up here yet since I've been up here, and take them where I go fishing and show them around. That's, I really want to share those experiences with other people. So that's what I'm really looking forward to keep on doing.
Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Go for it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just looking forward to getting out, and I'm trying something new this spring. We're taking some of the guys from the Honker group this fall, and we're gonna go try spring snow goose. Forward to that. That seems pretty good. Seems hit or miss, but from what I see, it looks like they lay out like 500 to 1,000 decoys, and it's just a little bit different. I believe, now don't quote me on this, audio calls in the spring for snow geese, so that'll be kind of a different experience. I'm looking forward to seeing that and getting out there and just kind of exploring, and I'm actually doing a guided trip for that one. But and then I look forward to, you know, coming back around and getting back on the water and behind the sticks. I mean, that's just kind of, I think you can speak on it too, is just kind of like a place that is just, I don't know, there's just something about guiding and being out on the water that is awesome. And then also just looking back to, you know, getting fishing and doing some cleanup. So I did a little fishing, but it's tough in the wintertime. I mean, well, to you, it's not as bad down here, but, you know, still tough to get outside and go do fishing. And but I look forward to getting back out. I'm looking forward to the Cedar River cleanup, which we have a date for. So, you know, get August 10th, Saturday, on your radar. Looking forward to doing that and helping out that urban fishery. And then, you know, I don't really know what the fall has in store. I've kind of going to change up my game plan a little bit, going to try some different things, and, you know, hopefully, you know, going to try and harvest an elk this year, and, you know, try to get back on a deer and some things. So really just want to come back together and kind of refocus. And I'm just looking forward to a new year, new opportunities. And, you know, it's a new opportunity to get people out and fishing and hunting. And so I've taken a lot of pride in that. You know, I love getting people out, especially people who have never fished or hunt, and then they get to experience it, and they go down the long road that we did, Kyle. So I've got I had one of my girlfriend's cousins reach out to me about doing Hunter's Ed, and I was pretty excited about that. So he's only he's in eighth grade. And he's like, yeah, I want to. He's like, he's been playing that. You ever heard of the Call of the Wild game? It's like a hunting game.
Yep.
Yeah. He was like, I was playing Call of the Wild. He's like, I got mauled by a pack of wolves. Like, I hope that doesn't happen to us in real life. So yeah,
that's pretty cool, man. I love it when people, well, I mean, you know, guiding is probably the best way to get involved in that, you know, where you constantly have people coming to you, right, that have never fished or want to improve or learn or whatever, or they just want, you know, a new experience somewhere else. And so you're constantly having those people coming to you, which is awesome to be able to share that with people and have that as your, you know, you're the source of that information for a lot of people.
Yeah, but it's
also cool, like I got kids from church that come to me, and, you know, right now I'm helping a kid build a rod. He wants to build a project. He wants to build a 9-foot 8-weight. for a school property, so cool. And tie some flies for catching salmon this year. And I've never built a rod before. So, you know, obviously I reached out to Matt and he kind of pointed me in the direction of a company that, you know, can supply kits, especially, you know, for educational purposes. And so we're putting this kit together and, you know, he's super excited to build this rod. And we've got other kids, you know, reaching out, asking me questions about flies and, you know, where to go fishing and the best time of year to go fishing. It's just really cool to always be that resource for people and to always be open about it. And the more people we can get involved, the more, you know, some people might say, hey, that's, you know, you're sharing a limited resource with more people. But my thoughts behind it are, well, the more people I share this information with, the more opportunity I'm going to have in the future, because that's just another steward we have for the land, for hunting, for fishing. And, you know, in the long run, getting more people involved is only going to help us, not hurt us. And, you know, from what I understand, we're losing hunters and fishermen. So I've heard that we were losing hunters. So if anything, you know, getting more people hunting is not a bad thing.
No. And, you know, it's a double-edged sword, right? But I feel confident in who we are, Kyle, and, you know, who are we work for and who are we surrounded by. But I feel like we do a pretty good job at, you know, setting the standards in the right direction, right? Like, I mean, there's bad apples in every group, but I feel like we do, you know, to the best of our abilities, you know, trying to get people, showing them how to handle fish, trying to do the proper things, and just treating these places better than you found them, you know. And I feel like if I can have a hand in that and it makes a better impact for the fishery, or, you know, you teach someone, you know, the first couple of days they go fishing with you and they go out and they, you know, say you're out fishing with them, right? And you go out and you see a guy, you know, doing something wrong, it almost encourages them to speak up if they're on their own, you know, and say, hey, you know, you're not supposed to keep fish, or you're not supposed to, you know, be throwing that in here and stuff like that. But I never encourage people to, if it puts them in an unsafe place, right? We don't want that. But if they feel comfortable and they feel like it's a, you know, a opportunity where that person may not know, you know, we can educate everyone, you know, through each other. But there's a point of education, just being a dick, you know what I mean? So kind of a long tangent there, but yeah.
And I think that kind of ties into another something I'm looking forward to this year, is trying to get more involved with I guess the best way to put it would be like hunting and fishing politics. Like, you know, tonight, once we're done with this you and I are done with our conversation, I'm going to hop onto a Zoom call where Fishing Game are talking about some stuff they're doing with fisheries in the Matt Sioux Valley. And so, you know, just trying to be more involved with policy making, you know, making my voice heard on, you know, how, you know, fisheries and wildlife populations are being managed, you know, fighting for hunters' rights, like everything going on right now in Washington, where they're, you know, not only do we not have a spring bear season, but they're also, I mean, they're just trying to get rid of predator hunting in general. Having a fish and game commission that just blatantly ignores science and trying to fight to, you know, either, you know, help change their decisions or, you know, get somebody else in there who is more apt to listen to science and reason and not just emotion. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to, you know, do that for not only Alaska, Washington, but wherever it needs to happen. So I'd like to get more involved in that and, you know, make a difference and have a voice for outdoorsmen. Because if we don't, you know, if we don't do that, if we don't bring more people into the sport, then we're going to lose it. Even up here in Alaska, man. You know, you got federal closures. You got You got population to look at doll sheep numbers are dropping. They're closing areas down for that. You know, an area where I hunt moose. You know, 2 years ago, they gave out a certain amount of any bull tags. Last year, they gave out, you know, way, way fewer. And this year, they don't even have an any bull tag for that unit because the numbers are so low. So trying to get, you know, figure out what's going on, how I can get involved, how I can help make changes that need to happen higher up.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. And that's kind of, you know, coming around with people and stuff. You just want to make sure that you get involved too after you find out you love hunting, and just kind of get involved to make sure that we're making the right choices, right? And I think I've definitely talked about it before, but I think we just need to work on coming together, right? We all got great ideas, but we needed to share them together and work together more and make a difference, right? So I'm really hoping to see some of that this year, and you know, encourage people to take a minute and maybe listen to the other side and maybe share and see how you guys could collaborate and make these places better and give us more opportunity to get out and fish and hunt and harvest. So yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah. And I'd like to do more, you know, with the podcast for that. So, you know, one thing that you and I have been talking about is how we can expand the podcast. How can we make this more into a business platform? And I think that's one big thing that we can focus on is we can be a voice for that and get more involved with getting people, you know, either get them information or help make a change. I think that'd be something huge that we can do and really use this platform to do that with.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we've kind of touched base on a few things, Kyle. I mean, we've talked about some of our favorite memories from 2023, some things we've learned and that we hope we're going to take forward into 2024. We touched base on some things that we're planning. What are some of your personal, you know, goals this year in 2024? And then what's some of our goals here for the podcast?
Man, personal goals. Emily asked me this the other day. I haven't really sat down to think what's a good personal goal? Oh man, I haven't put a lot of thought into it. I guess trying to be more present. A lot of times my mind is elsewhere when I'm doing something, when I should be more involved in the moment. So that's going to be one thing, is just try to be more present, try to put the phone down, try to be, you know, read more books, just spend more time away from screens and more time just enjoying things. You know, it's always a goal to try to get out more. You know, there's only so much you can do. You know, it's expensive to do stuff, to go places and to be away from family and away from work. But I think it's really good for me mentally to be able to go and do those things. Those are kind of my goals, I guess. Just have a good season, really. Have a good guide season. And yeah, I guess those would be my goals. Like I said, I haven't put a ton of thought into it, but how about you?
I like it. You know, I think it's important to take a break from these devices, man. They really kind of suck us in sometimes. And you know, I've been spending a little more time reading and you know, trying to take some time and spend some time with the Lord and reading the books about you know, fishing and places to go. I'm also, you know, I've set some goals for myself this year. I want to fish over 100 days this year. Working, you know, now with my newer job, I work, you know, the 5 day work set, 5 day week work schedule. So, you know, if I can get out and fish a little bit in the afternoon and then fish on weekends and guide a little bit, that's what I want to get after. And then, One thing I want to do is at least try to catch a new species this year. I'm trying to find someone or kind of figure out, I want to catch a tiger muskie on the fly. I've just heard that's insane, and tiger muskie, or it's like a pike on steroids, you know. So I look forward to that, and I'm just looking forward to getting out and spending some days on the water and guiding, and trying to accomplish, you know, I mentioned earlier I would love to harvest an elk this year, so I'm going to try to get after that a little bit more. But I'm really excited for that, and then I've been working, getting off work, and spending a little bit of time working on our podcast here, and me and you have been talking about this for a year, and you know, trying to make something a little bit more of this. So if you listen to our podcast, and once we get to where we're going here, we'd love the support. I'm coming back around on fly tying nights, and so one of my goals for the podcast and kind of for myself is get three people that aren't into fly fishing into fly fishing. I know that's kind of a big goal, but I would love to get more people, you know, like we talked about, and share the passion of fishing and fly tying and spending time with friends. So yeah, that's kind of on that. What about goals for the podcast, Kyle? What's something that you'd like to see? Let's give one thing. What's something that you want?
Have more more content coming out for the, you know, weekly podcast. You know, last summer we did better than the summer before, I think. Yeah. And into the fall things kind of slowed down, but this year, you know, I want to be even better and make sure we're getting an episode out every week.
Yeah, that's a good goal to have. One other thing for us is I just want to create content that's bigger than us. So I want to create more learning opportunities for people. So stay tuned with that. I'm trying to get, you know, some videos maybe figured out, or you know, just some educational pieces. I know it's kind of, I've gone back and forth on educational content, because you get people that go, well, that's not how you do it, or this isn't how you do it, or this is how you should do it. But you know, at some point you got to share, like, hey, this is how I do it. There's a thousand ways to skin a cat, but this is the way I like to do it, and this is the way I'm sharing it with you. And if you do it differently, that's great. But if you want to try this and you get success with it, that's great too. So yeah, it's just going to be exciting. I feel pretty good. I'm excited for 2024. We're really gearing up, and Kyle, I think we are in the making of something.
I agree. I think this is the year to shine in every aspect. I think we're ready to climb out of our cocoon and be a pretty butterfly and wings and do great things.
Yes, sir. So yeah, I think that's a good start, good New Year's podcast. What do you think, Kyle?
Yep. I mean, it's a little different. It's just kind of a recap, and you know, starting next week, we're gonna get back onto our guest podcasts, maybe some solo podcasts. I've got a few things that I've been saving because of, you know, trying to save content for publication elsewhere first before I bring it to, you know, the podcast and our social media. So, you know, stay tuned for that. I've saved in the last year. So I'm excited to bring you guys that. But yeah, we already got guests lined up for the next month. Today's the mayor's podcast dropped. And so next week will be our kind of our New Year's podcast. And then yeah, after that, we're going to get back into our regular episodes. So
scheduled programming.
Exactly.
Yeah, dude. Well, I just I want to do an outro and send a few things. Is there anything you wanted to add for up there?
I guess This will come out on Thursday, the 11th of January. So, you know, if you listen to this, the 12th of January, on Friday, the very next day, Heather's Choice will be featured on Shark Tank. Ooh. So stay tuned for that so you guys can, you know, watch Heather talk to the sharks and pitch Heather's Choice and the products. And
yeah, that's awesome.
And watch party with everybody from work. So it's going to be pretty fun. So yeah, go there, order some product, and support the business.
Yeah, 100%.
Other than that, I really don't have much. I do want to say that we are booking trips already for 2024. I've got several trips on the calendar already. So, you know, if you want to come up to Alaska, you want to fish on the road system, you know, we're not super remote, but we've got some great fishing, as you've seen, Keaton. There's really big fish. There's a lot of fish at times. You know, we've got lots of different salmon. We got grayling. We got trout. We got pike. So if you're coming to Alaska, you're on the road system, you're hanging around Anchorage, whether you're coming up to fish or you're just coming up as a family or a group of friends and you got a day or a half day and you're around Anchorage and you want to just go fishing while you're up here, you know, give us a call. Contact Bear Paw River Guides. Shane will get you on the calendar. We'll get you out and show you, you know, a really good experience. And we'd be really happy to get you out, teach you up, and, you know, help you get onto some fish and maybe fulfill some bucket lists. And then just one more thing, I want to shout out Patrick over at Fishtails Guide Service on Lake Louise. Went up there last weekend, spent a night in one of his shacks out on the lake, and ran a snow machine and, you know, ice fished and camped on the lake in negative 30. And Patrick was just, you know, really, really good about, you know, good communication, texting, calling, provided great gear. Without the shack, it would have been pretty miserable staying on that lake. We couldn't have done it without that. So huge shout out to Patrick if you guys are interested in chasing big lake trout or big burbot under the ice. Give Patrick a call and go stay a night in a shack. It's a pretty cool experience. I would suggest doing that. Maybe look at the forecast for a little bit to warmer weather, but yeah, I would go check that out.
That's awesome. Yeah, I want to come back to you pitching your trips. I mean, if I, you know, this of course mine's biased, but if I can recommend, you should do a trip where you're out trout fishing, and then you should take another day, so you spend 2 days up there and at least go after some grayling, because like it's really awesome to catch big trout and stuff, but the grayling pools that we experienced was magnificent. And if you've never caught a grayling, the fins on the grayling are insane. Like the pictures don't do justice. You need to experience them for yourself. They're just cool, cool fish. And the way they eat the dry flies, and I brought my 3-weight up and Kyle and I had a ball. So I definitely recommend getting up there and spending some time with Shane and Kyle and Jet. That'll be cool. I wanted to come here and talk about some upcoming tying. I haven't settled any dates yet. I'm waiting on some logistics here. I'm seeing if I can get some tying kits put together. And if I can do some tying kits, I got a cool plan there. And so I'm waiting on a response on that. And then once I get that, I'll put together when our first event is. And I look forward to doing some fly tying and meeting some new people, hopefully. Hopefully some of you make it out. And then I also want to try to put on a seminar, maybe for some new anglers, and it's like a intro class mixed with like a fly casting lesson. So I'm kind of getting that in the works. I don't have it down yet. I'm kind of focused on my new job right now. As I said, I won't be guiding as much, but I do plan on guiding some weekends, here in this, you know, the summer and the fall, and maybe even the spring. Not 100% sure on that yet, but if you're looking to book a trip, you can reach out to Ellensburg Angler And you can ask for me, or if you can go out with one of our many awesome guides. So I look forward to getting back on the water and meeting some of you people. I just want to also give a huge shout out to everyone that just takes time and listens to our podcasts week after week. And if you're just hopping on, you know, what's this, the 86th episode, Kyle, this will be? Or the 87th? I think today was, hold on, let me check.
Today was 83rd, so this will be 84th, but that's, okay. No, that's including some of the other stuff that we've thrown in. So we're pushing 100 episodes. This will be 84 official episodes, I should say.
Okay, so thank you for spending the time. If you're hopping on the 84th episode, I'm glad you found us. Go back, listen to some of our episodes. We've had a variety of people, and that's what we strive for, to give you a variety of opportunities to listen, and all the backgrounds and why people fish, and why they do business, and you know why they support who they support. And we try to give you just a podcast where you can listen and you can make your own opinion. So if you if you're enjoying what you like hearing, please go on to Apple Podcasts and leave us a review. And you can also leave us a review on Spotify. And then also give our website a check. See what you like. We're hoping to ramp that up a little bit with our podcast in 2024. So looking forward to that. I think that's mostly it for right now. I want to thank you, and I want to wish you all a happy New Year's. And I only wish the best for everyone and their families, and just really excited for what's in store for Kyle and I, and hopefully for what's in store for you guys and gals. So with that being said, thank you for listening to this episode of the Young Guides Podcast. We'll catch you on the next one.